Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up. Good morning and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. It is so nice to have you with us. We come to you every day of the week, Monday to Friday, encouraging you fathers and father figures to be better spies. So on Mondays, we focus on your spiritual life. On Tuesdays, we focus on your physical wellness. Mm-hmm. On Wednesdays, we look at the intellectual mental health. On Thursdays, we look at the emotional. And then on Fridays, we look at the social. So we want you to be good spies, fathers and father figures. Thank you so very much for joining us today. We have two guests in the house and one on the line. And I am so very excited because this program is about empowering fathers to strengthen the connection between themselves and their children and to pass on a legacy. And I just want to say how excited I am. We have a dad and his son in the studio, and we have granddad on the line calling us from Philadelphia?
Pennsylvania.
Well, listen, Chris, welcome. Thank you for coming. And your son, Dominic.
Okay. Thank you for having us.
Listen, you have an amazing establishment in town. You have a card shop. Fathers and their children come in there like regularly, and you're always buzzing. Like, how long have you got that?
We opened the store in 2020, so we've been there about 5 years, right here in Stuart on US 1.
And tell us exactly what do you do with it?
Well, we sell all forms of sports memorabilia, from sports cards, baseball, football, basketball. We sell autographed items, signed items, knickknacks, collectibles, all kinds of different stuff. Just we've got a big showroom full of all kinds of
stuff. I've been in there.
Stuff.
Yeah. Charles, we want to go there one day.
Yeah, I'm going to go in. I'm a sports nut. So
yeah, he was.
I would have sensory overload in there, I know.
He was, or should I say, is famous. Like this guy was. Was it basketball?
Basketball. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Here in Barton County, yeah.
So the reason I'm so excited about this, Chris, not only because I know you and your work with fathers in prison, which is where we met. People laugh when we say we met in prison. You also have a passion for your family, and it's so nice to see your son Dominic here with you. And you both work in the same store. I mean, that's interesting.
Yes, we both work together. We also do other stuff too. Sports cards doesn't keep all the bills paid, but we work together there in the shop quite a bit and spend a lot of time together doing that, and it's a lot of fun.
So let me ask you, Dominic, this love for sports memorabilia and cards, you learned it from dad, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Since the time that I can remember, I've been going through cards with my dad, buying collections, bringing them home, processing this stuff. So it's pretty much since the time I can read and write, I've been going through cards.
Which is interesting because you, Chris, got that from your dad.
Yes.
Who's on the phone right now? Let me put him on. Hold on. Dad, well, not my dad, but Ed, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, good. Listen, welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. So in the studio with us are two special people for you and to you. We have Chris, your son, and we have Dominic, your grandson. You want to say hello?
Yes.
Hi, Hey, Dad.
So we're on the air right now, and I met your dear son, Chris. He and I do some work with men who are incarcerated. And I also visited his business that he has in town. And I understand that you, and you don't mind me saying your age, you are 81 and counting. This all started with you as dad for Chris. You had a liking or a passion for collecting sports stuff. Could you tell us a little bit about that, please, Ed?
Well, yeah, I'm was around 9 or 10, something like that. That's around 1954, 55.
I can remember that.
I was really an avid baseball fan. I kind of lived and died with the New York Yankees. And I was very fortunate in that my grandfather worked for a distributor that distributed all kinds of things, and he would every once in a while bring me a box of baseball cards. Of course, in those days, they came with the bubble gum.
With the bubble gum. So yeah. I'm not sure if it was the bubble gums or the cards or both, but you liked them.
Yeah, I did.
All right.
I never mastered blowing bubbles.
Probably Chris has. But
so, anyway, I had really quite a quite a large collection, and but then when I went to college, I ended up not paying as much attention to them, and I ended up really giving them away to. Neighbor kid who had some problems.
Hold on a minute. Speaking of giving away, I want to come to something that I find to be interesting, because you actually, I don't want to say handed over, but you shared the passion with your son, Chris, when he was younger, and there was a time when he was giving away or selling for cheap the things, the cards you gave him, right?
Yeah. I didn't have many left of what I had had, just a few, but there was an album of Yankee ball players, and he was giving away some things or selling them, and I was, I don't know, I just sort of thought that maybe in the future he would regret giving them away as I had. So I kind of took his one album of Yankee players and kept them for a while, and then later on I gave them back to him.
All right. Ed, hold on. That's the part that really got me, Charles. So it was later on, I'm not sure how many years.
It was 1998 when my son Dominic was born, that he brought the album back to me. And so having a newborn son and then getting my Yankee album back is what reignited the passion for collecting in me.
Wow. So here was Dad who had the foresight to see his son, ignorantly, probably, getting rid of something that was valuable. And now we know how valuable, because you have a business. But you, Ed, decided to hold back until you could see some sense of responsibility or whatever it is that you would see in your son as only a dad would, and you held back some.
Right.
There's a lesson here, and we're talking to dads now, is that we don't have to be helicopter dads, but we have lived longer than our children.
Right.
And we need to use the experience that we have had to help steer our children without sort of overpowering them, because that's not what Ed did. He just, did you miss them, Chris?
I didn't even realize he had them until I got them back, I don't believe, yeah.
Well, Ed, I thank you. I know you have another appointment coming up. I want to thank you so much, one, for how you have brought up your son and the relationship that I know you both have. You're in Pennsylvania, we're in wonderful Florida, and you took the time to speak to us. But I think what you did for your son is a model of what other dads can and should do. There are times we give children things, toys, sometimes cars, and if we notice that they're not ready to handle those things, well, it might mean just taking them away temporarily until we see some maturity. What would you say about that, Ed?
Yeah, I would think that sounds good. I don't know, but I've reached full maturity yet.
Well, I like your sense of humor. Listen, Ed, thank you. I hope when you come to Florida to visit your family, we can have a chat in person. But thank you so very much.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on, before you go,
cool down there.
Before you go, your son and grandson, do you want to say anything to him? Yep.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks for taking the time to be on the call today. Hope all goes well at the appointment.
Same thing, Grandpa. Right. We really appreciate you.
Okay, guys. Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you. Well, there we have it. I mean, you are actually in the presence of a great here, man. Charles, you love sports. But what I like about your story, Chris, we interviewed different dads. And in fact, this Thursday, if you can, listen to a show that we have coming up. Not all the stories fall into the category with your dad and your son, unfortunately. So we want to show all different models, so to speak. Because at one point, you could have thrown away what your dad could see, but you couldn't see. You could have thrown away, I don't want to say your birthright, but thank God your dad lovingly, wisely, held back from you something that later on proved to be wonderful.
Absolutely.
And you, Dominic, I mean, not only do you love your dad, but apparently you also share some of his passions.
Yeah, I do a lot of sports card shows. That's probably my favorite thing, is more of the meeting of people and the community, talking, meeting cool people. So that's what I've really picked up over the last few years, is the community of the sports cards. And I myself collect some too and really enjoy the cards.
We're going to come to your establishment, man. And tell us, by the way, where is it?
We're located at 1540 Northwest Federal Highway in Stuart. We're north of the Roosevelt Bridge, directly across the street from Key West Diner in the plaza with Racks Billiards and Fantini's Pizza.
It is. To be honest with you, when I came there, I thought I was just going to see a little hole with a few cards. You have a big establishment there.
It's hidden in the corner, so you could look in the front and think, oh, this is a tiny little place. But when you go in there, most people are pretty surprised by how much size it is.
And what's the phone number that they can call to?
772-446-7545 is the shop number. 772-446-7545.
All right. So, again, we're going to have a live show at your thing, Get As Many Dads. I mean, I can imagine, Charles, you're going to be there.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like a kid in the candy store.
We'll look forward to having you guys.
So, you are one of the not many, Chris, who grew up with your dad. What was that relationship like? I mean, he's very strong and smart and funny.
Yeah, my dad was a terrific father. I mean, I'm blessed to have a mom and dad who've been married my whole life. I've never known them to have big arguments and fights.
That you know of?
Yeah, that I know of. I'm sure they had them, but they always worked them out, and they were always a great example of, you know, how to do it right. Certainly, I'm somebody who's fallen short a lot more than they did, you know, through my life, you know, but his example has always been there to guide me and get me back on track, I think, when at times I you know, fall short. But yeah, my dad and I certainly had a rocky relationship early, but that was always because of the choices I made a lot of the time. There wasn't anything, my dad never did a thing wrong to me. I mean, I was a guy who felt like I had to touch the stove to see if it was hot sometimes, you know.
So I'm going to come to you in a minute, Dominic, but I want to go around the table here, because each of us can say something about our dad that we remember and aspire to be. For you, Charles, your dad, I knew him for a while. What about your dad, and I'm going positive first, what about your dad that when you were growing up you said, I want to be like that?
Well, the fact that he was present, and he had the strong personality, and he never let us settle for mediocrity. He would come to my basketball games, and I would have a good game, but he always critiqued and found something that I didn't do well. It used to be so frustrating, and I used to tease him because he wasn't a good basketball player. And it's like, okay, you're just downgrading me because I'm better than you. But it wasn't that. He would see that, okay, there was something that I did that I didn't give my all. So he always wanted to remind me that whatever you're doing, give your all.
So I'm glad you said that, and I want to pull you in, Chris, and Dominic, I want to have your input on that. Sometimes it's a thin lining between encouraging and pushing your son or daughter to do better because you know they can,
right,
as opposed to they're never good enough. You get A, why couldn't you get A+? You get B, why couldn't you get B+? So there's that balancing act there. So what I'm hearing from you is not that he was saying, what was that? But yeah, son, great, but you could do greater.
Right.
Chris, when you were growing up with your dad, and I'm coming to you, Dominic, was there times when you felt there were things about your dad I want to be?
I think there's tons of things. I mean, my father was always had a great sense of humor, as you can pick up there on the phone. And, people always gravitated towards him. He was a guy who, I mean, I went my whole life. I never saw the man intoxicated or, like I said, I never saw any of the ugliness that a lot of people experience as far as, you know, fighting in the house and things like that, you know. He pushed education. He was a teacher. He spent his whole life as an educator in New York State, and so history and doing your schoolwork and doing your job were always very, very important to him. Work ethic. Like that. Yeah.
Chris, well, no, not Chris. Chris's son, Dominic. Your dad is here, so pretend he's not here right now. Be upfront and be honest. You know your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Name me something right now. You aren't a dad yet,
right?
That you are saying to yourself, when I become a dad, I want to be like Daddy Chris.
I would say always right, because that's like the one thing that I feel like with him, which is a weird thing because even when he's right, he might be kind of wrong. But in my life, he's proven, I've said this to him before, like anytime he says something, he's right, no matter what. And that's like the one thing I wish I had, that mindset to always know, like without having to ask him or run into a brick wall myself, what the right answer was, which
I've made all the mistakes.
There you go. See, I love that.
And that goes back to the adage that we always say, a wise man learns from his mistakes, but a wiser man learns from the mistakes of others.
Yeah. So you are truly blessed, because Chris will probably tell you, and he shares his story when we were in the prison with the guys there, of mistakes he has made, but not sort of glorifying them and making them sort of a trophy, but to say you don't have to make those same mistakes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For sure. And I would say the number one thing about my dad that I appreciate is his strength. But what's unique with him is, like my grandpa, he's a very strong dude, but he also is very funny. Like, he has the ability to do both. You know what I'm saying? So it's an awesome balance, because though he's my father, it also feels like my best friend.
Right.
That's a weird thing.
Great. Oh,
that's great.
So have you listened to this program yet?
I have not, honestly.
But You picked on something that we started as a group. We have been looking at how and if and when should fathers be friends with their kids, and what are the pros and cons of that. We haven't gone into it yet, but we started that conversation. Right. But from what I'm hearing, Chris and Dominic, there's a good balance here. I mean, you're not a child. How old are you?
27.
So you're a young man. And by the way, research has shown that your brain is not fully developed until you're over 25. So you have a fully developed brain,
nice.
Chris.
I mean,
Dominic. So you both, father, son, but there's a friendship there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
How do you draw that line? When do you, Chris, say, this is not friendship now, this is dad shit? Dad shit? Yeah, let's call that so.
Probably every day, several times a day.
The line is drawn off. But like I said, there's a balance. So like the line can be drawn, but with respect given on both parts, we still end up ending the day as best friends, I feel. Always, no matter what.
Yeah. And how do you strike that balance between being an employer slash dad and him being an employee slash son?
I think it's always important to choose your battles. You know, there's certain things that are worth, that need to be mentioned and need to be brought up, and choosing the right time to bring them up. Mm-hmm. You know, we have our best conversations when we're out in the evening, not in the store, but we're out going for a ride in the car and we're just driving and hanging out. And that's the time to maybe make a suggestion about cleaning that up or doing this a little different. And he's always more receptive to it than, you know, choosing a different time where, you know, he's just getting up in the morning and he's already started on the wrong foot, you know. So choosing, biting your tongue at certain times and then knowing when is the time to bring it up and how to bring it up so that you're not just coming down hard all the time. And, you know,
time and place.
Yes.
Time and place. I find it fascinating. Scripture, I love how scripture comes alive. Jesus, you know the story, walking on water. Peter saw him. They all thought it was a ghost, which is interesting. They thought it was a ghost, but yet Peter, somebody I know, well, said, "Jesus, if it's you, bid me to come." Jesus said one word, "Come." Just imagine, it was noisy, lightning probably, water raging, and Jesus said one word, "Come," which could mean dumb, but he heard "come," right? Mm-hmm. He could have heard anything. Peter started walking on the water, and we know the story. He started sinking when he took his eyes off Jesus. But to go back to what you said, Chris, about time and place in correcting your son, as he was sinking, nowhere in the scripture do we see Jesus sort of leaned over the boat while he was in the water and said, why did you doubt me, Peter? He's there splashing seaweed in his mouth. Jesus is saying, he pulled him in, yes, probably gave him a cup of tea, or preferably coffee, and then dried him off and then said, why did you doubt? So he was in the boat, safe. So you choose the time and the place as well as choose the battles.
Correct.
Yeah. Man, let's go for a break. Normally we have a joke time. We call it
D-G-J.
Dad's got jokes. And there's a battle going on. Some people think it's a tie, but when you hear the jokes this morning, you can be the judge of that. So you'll go first, man.
I'm always going first, so I set the precedent. That's what it is. So, okay. How did Jesus and his disciples travel around?
Okay. Well, yeah, join in, gentlemen.
No idea.
I have no idea.
They were all in one accord.
Like Honda Accord.
That's good. That's
all good. Right, listen, I'm going to put you guys in the hot seat. Literally, I'm saving mine. Let me hear you. Just think of a healthy joke around here.
I don't have one. I got to be a dad first. It's in the title, Dad's Got Jokes. I haven't become a dad yet.
Seamus, I can't even think of it. My brain is completely locked for a dad joke at the moment.
Well, in that case, I'm just going to join them because we have to make our guests feel good. So okay. I'll save mine until another time. Let me just say that this morning's program is sponsored by Nuzzle Nolan Pest Control and Lawn Care Company. You can reach them at 561-823-2173. Again, 561-823-2173. Just imagine your business, your church, your advert reaching potentially 7.5 million people who could listen to this program. So please, we're asking you to sponsor this program and be part of Dad Up 1000. We're on a drive to have 1,000 dads and father figures signed up for this program to participate in one of three ways. With their prayers, by praying for us, praying for dads, praying for their children, praying for their families. Two, with their hours, by giving 1 hour per week. We're asking for 1 hour per week because we have a program called Operation Daducation, where dads read to and or with children, and it doesn't matter where you are, because of technology, we can set up Zoom and FaceTime, and you can read a book with a child or to a child. And then we're asking you for your dollars, your finances. We need your funds in order to pay for programs such as this. Chris, let me ask you, legacy. When you think of legacy, your dad is alive. He passed on something to you that is not only fun, but turns out to be a business. You have passed that on to your son, Dominic. What do you hope your family remembers you for? You're still here, and I hope you're around for many, many, many more years. But what do you want your children, Dominic, to remember you?
Well, certainly I want them to, you know, I want them to know that I was always there for them, that I always had their best interests at heart, that maybe the things that I said weren't the things they wanted to hear, but I never gave them advice that was in my best interest. It was always what I felt was in their best interest. You know, I think, you know, first and foremost, that they know that their dad always loved them and was always there for them and never turned his back on them. And, you know, I think, you know, I had when I became Christian, it was in 2007, I had a pneumothorax and my lungs burst. Mm. And I was in Martin Memorial. And at that time, my daughters were like 1 and 2. And I had kind of a moment where I saw my funeral, if you wanted to say, from above, and nobody had anything good to say about me. They said what a rotten guy I was, and I said, God, please don't let me go like this, you know, and give me another chance. And if I would have died then, my kids wouldn't even have known me. They wouldn't have had any recollection of me. And so God has blessed that in so many ways. And I know that all my kids, you know, really love their dad, and they all know that their dad really, really loves them. Oh,
appreciate that, brother. And mm-hmm. and we look forward to coming to your establishment there and have some fun with fathers and their children. Thank you for what you do for the community. Thank you for what you do for your family. Thank you for what you do for the men in prison. You and I, we do that work on a regular basis. And Dominic, thank you for coming in. Please, let us have your feedback by calling 561-229-2379. Again, 561-229-2379. Or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. Charles, one final word?
I find it fascinating that there are a lot of dads that don't tell their children, I love you.
Mm.
And I love that about your dynamic here. Because even though your child will feel the love, they need to hear it. And that's much more important than what they're feeling or seeing.
Yeah. And I heard that even when you were talking to your dad, which was not a fake thing put on. That's how you both communicate with each other. Listen, man, we are definitely going to be touching base with you again. And by the way, we have just started we'll be starting soon, going live and TikTok and all that. And I hear you're a sort of expert in that field.
TikTok?
Instagram, whatever.
Oh, Instagram, yeah. I mean, yeah. I have an idea.
I know
my way around.
All right. Listen, thank you so much for joining us, dads and father figures. Please continue to do the very best you can for your family, for your children. Yes, we don't always get it right, but it is time to dad up. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. That's dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org.